feverish construction is underway at Vrindavan, around 160 kilometers away from India's capital, to build a 70-story temple. Workers are tunneling piles down a 600 feet deep pit, and it is tough work. This structure, when ready, will feature a capsule elevator that will take visitors from the ground level to the 700 feet tall viewing gallery. From there, they will be able to experience the different planetary systems described in the Vedic literature, which is a large body of texts originating in ancient India. Narasimha Das is a project coordinator of this massive exercise.
If we look at the world, the United States of America has the Statue of Liberty. France has the Eiffel Tower. Dubai has the Burj Khalifa. You have the Vatican City. You have the wonderful mosque in Mecca. So we wanted to make something, breathtaking, iconic structure, which every Indian can identify with and which the whole world will take notice of and which can become a symbol of India.
Vrindavan is home to several thousand small and big temples and is venerated by millions of Krishna devotees in the world. Being a powerful religious tourism spot, devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, or ISKCON, conceived the project to set up the iconic temple of monumental proportions that will put Vrindavan on the world map. While the Taj Mahal is in Agra, ISKCON was keen to construct the tallest temple structure. Hemant Khanna is one architect overseeing this task.
The challenge is to build here in India, because when we started this, the expertise for the tallest, the structure in India, we were not able to gather the team. So mostly the world's top professionals we have gathered and roped in to design this particular building.
The building would cover 5.5 acres of land, and the entire complex, which includes a helipad, 12 forests and lakes, would stretch across nearly 60 acres. The area surrounding the skyscraper temple, which is dedicated to Lord Krishna, will include a replica of some of the 100-plus forests of the Braj region, where Lord Krishna is believed to have been born. In these forests, Krishna is believed to have performed his leelas, or pastimes. Additionally, the topmost floor of the temple building would also provide visitors a 360 degrees view of the Braj area through telescopes. The temple premises will include a helipad, housing facilities for devotees, and will host a number of cultural festivals throughout the year. Gagan Kalra, an engineer, says this will be a major feat.
It will be the only religious structure which is going to be gold certified, which makes it different from all the other religious structures in the world. We are trying to use galvanized steel here. We are trying to use cement as far as 30% only, and the rest we are using ground-granulated blast furnace slag.
Rimpe Sharma is also an architect involved in the project.
The public sentiments are very high when you're doing a religious structure. So actually, all the investments is through donations. Your responsibility increases like multifolds. You're answerable for every penny you spend. So there is no chance to redo anything. So you have to be right first time. Sometimes you get the leverage to, you know, experiment. But then here, you're doing world's tallest. And with zero leverage to experiment, the approach has to be first time right before you hit the ground.
Organizers say the temple is not just another sacred structure of concrete, stone and glass. The project is dedicated to playing a larger role in shaping the future of the country. Once complete, pilgrims who reach the top floor will be able to see the Taj Mahal in Agra, some 70 kilometers away.